Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get
53 after the hour. It's travel time now on our get-together. And in that position to help us with travel is Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website. Frommer's Travel Guides are something that is absolutely, positively mandatory when you're making travel plans. We're going to talk about some, well, the usual stories about where the travel bargains are, maybe an app or two, and my experience getting a known traveler number. That's up next here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the king of speed, the first drag racer to top 300 miles per hour. His combined 69 victories in Top Fuel and Funny Cars places him second on the NHRA all-time list.
Far lane, the Bud King, Kenny Bernstein. At the track where he first went over 300 miles an hour, Kenny Bernstein gets the win.
So where is Kenny Bernstein now? As Kenny stepped back from driving, he continued as a team owner with his son Brandon continuing in the cockpit. Kenny's been a leader of the Professional Racing Organization, a group of drivers, owners, and mechanics working on safety and prize money issues. At the end of the 2011 season, Kenny announced his full retirement as both an owner and a driver.
Everyone today, wherever we go, they say, there's Mr. 300.
Kenny Bernstein, still the king of drag racing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Today on App Check, Enchant U is a typical university. Date hot guys, shop for clothes, show off your hair. Hey, this is a chick app.
Ah.
Enchant U.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at frommers.com. So I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles, and I just got my boarding pass. And I was at the beginning. It says when you're entering in all the information, Pauline, your known traveler number. And I don't have mine yet, even though I got in line and decided I would get it because I haven't been getting TSA pre-check. Most of the time I was getting it before, and then it seemed to stop. I noticed, Tom, that I don't have a known traveler number, but I still get TSA pre-check, which is the first time I've gotten it without being in that group for a long, long time. So you just scratch your head and wonder, is there any rhyme or reason to this on either side? But you know as well as I do, lots and lots of people are opting to pay the tax. That's what I refer to. I think it's an $85 tax. And this whole thing has been contrived by the TSA or the government to get more money out of us. What do you say to that?
They've had problems. Unfortunately, they need to get the money out of us because Congress hasn't been giving it to them. And
well, they haven't been giving it to them because
a lot of people wanted safer security at airports. So they're between a rock and a hard place, to my mind.
But do we have it? I think you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to make it a big debate. It's travel theater. It isn't that we really.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look at the facts. There have been no major attacks launched from an airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that just a coincidence? You may think so. I don't.
Yeah. I see all of those bags that get through.
And other things.
When you go,
yeah,
and you see all
the
bags get through with the
system.
Guns and knives and all that other stuff, I just think...
It's not a perfect system, obviously not. I mean, they've been underfunded by Congress since the very beginning. But what do you want? Do you want no system?
Yeah.
Do you want it privatized? Privatization hasn't worked in many areas. I'd rather have people there trying to check bags and trying to keep me safe than not.
I don't think we have an argument. I just like to have the people that are working there well-trained and efficient. I don't see that. I see lots of people standing around talking to each other and not efficiently working the lines. I know my own experience.
That's why you need to talk to your congressperson and say, we need to pay these people a good amount of money so that we can get better people. Right now, we're losing 100 TSA agents per week. It's such a lousy job because people treat them like the enemy and they're being badly paid. That 100 per week are quitting. So how do we keep a good trained force in place when you have that kind of attrition?
We don't have good management. Most government agencies are not well run for whatever the reason. We don't seem to find people.
Well, the reason is lack of money. Yeah. You cannot have a well-trained force if you don't pay them well.
I think that management,
it's easy to underfund something and then say government doesn't work because it's not working. It's not working because it's underfunded.
All right. You and I can agree to disagree. It's okay. We're all friends. All right, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Fromer, Fromer's Travel Guides.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.